of such importance that I never left it in my office safe overnight, but took it across each evening to my house. Whitehall Terrace, Doctor, number 9.
Whitehall Terrace, thank you.
You kept it where, exactly?
In my personal dispatch box. Locked, and the only key is here, on my watch chain.
And in which room was the box left?
Our bedroom. But the letter was there last night, I'm certain of that.
You actually saw it?
I did, Doctor. I opened the box while I was dressing for dinner. It was there. And this morning, it was gone.
What time did you dine?
7:30.
How long was it before you went to bed?
Well, my wife had gone to the theatre. I waited up for her. It was 11:30 before we went to our room.
Then for 4 hours, the dispatch box was unguarded.
Well, no one is permitted to enter that room save the housemaid in the morning and my valet and my wife's maid during the rest of the day. They are all trusted servants.
No doubt.
And besides, none of them could possibly have known there was anything more valuable than usual in the box.
Yeah, who did know of the letter?
No one in the house.
Well, surely your wife knew.
No, sir. Until this morning, I haven't breathed one word to my wife about this matter.
Could she have guessed?
No, Mr. Holmes, she could not have guessed. And to answer your question, besides the members of the cabinet, there are 2, possibly 3 departmental officials who know of the letter. No one else in England.
But abroad?
We believe that no one has seen it save the man who wrote it.
Well, well. I must ask you more particularly what this singular document is.
The envelope is a long, thin one of pale blue colour. There is a seal of red wax stamped with a crouching lion. It is addressed...
Prime Minister, interesting as these details are, my inquiries must go more to the root of things. What was the letter?
That is a state secret of the utmost importance. I cannot tell you. Nor do I see that it is necessary.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. I can't help you.
Mr. Holmes.
And any continuation of this interview would be a waste of time. Good morning.
I'm sorry, Inspector.
That's all right, Mrs. Pringle, I understand. How long have you been housekeeper here?
9 years, sir. He was such a good man. Who would want to do such a terrible thing?
That's what I want to find out. Now, what time did you go to bed last night?
At 9:30, sir.
Were there any callers after that?
Well, I didn't hear anyone, sir. No one at all.
Mr. Holmes, I am not accustomed to being treated in this manner. We must accept your terms. You are right. It is unreasonable to expect you to act unless we give you our entire confidence.
I agree with you, sir.
I rely on your honor. And that of your colleague.
You may safely trust us, Prime Minister.
I appeal to your patriotism, too. I could not imagine a greater misfortune for the country than that this affair should come out. The letter is from a certain foreign potentate who has been ruffled by some of our recent colonial developments. It was written hurriedly and on his own responsibility. It is so provocative that its publication would lead to such a ferment. Gentlemen, within a week, this country would be at war.
I've been his valet for 3 years. This is a hell of a thing.
Get on well, did you?
What are you saying?
Nothing. Answer the question.
Yeah, we got on very well. He trusted me. He used to leave me in charge of the house when he went abroad.
Did that happen often?
He used to go to France a fair bit. Paris, you know.
And you had the run of this place while he was gone. Where were you last night?
Hammersmith, visiting some people.
What time did you leave?
About 10:30.
And you didn't get here until gone midnight?
It was a fine evening. I walked.
When you saw that the police were here, you hesitated at the end of the street. Why?
Of course I hesitated. It's... That's only natural, isn't it?
Is it now?
So, this letter may well mean the expenditure of £1,000,000,000 and the lives of hundreds of thousands of men.
And I... I've lost it.
No one can blame you, my dear fellow.
Prime Minister, if this letter were to be published, who would gain?
Mr. Holmes, The whole of Europe is an armed camp. There is a double league.